They say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Derek Downing, D-E-R-E-K, middle initial R-D-O-W-N-I-N-G. Date of birth 10-05-1985, date of appointment 02-26-2026. Requesting physician Abigail Dion, A-B-I-G-A. I-L-D-I-O-N-N-E-P-A. Dear Abigail Dion, I have the pleasure of seeing Derek Downing today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 40-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who is experiencing tremor on the right side, which lasts about 30 seconds to a minute, seeing auras of double vision. Sometime floor moves. He is having occasional twitch of the body. Balance is not good. Headache is constant. Seen by pain management. He got injection, which helped only 1 month. Grandfather died of Parkinson's disease. Mother died of MS. He had one seizure in his life due to the low blood pressure. Memory is not good. Hand and legs have numbness. Having dizziness mean looping feeling, getting occasional eye pain, used to go to mental health. Headache is throbbing, it is frontal, then involved like a band, with nausea, no vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, dizziness develop after the headache. Past medical history, erectile dysfunction, excessive daytime sleepiness, snoring. Morbid obesity, varicose veins of the lower extremities, pre-diabetic, arthritis of the knee, depression, generalized anxiety, irritable bowel syndrome, cervical radicular pain. Colon polyp, leg cramps. Asthma, PTSD, past surgical history, carpal tunnel repair, bilateral colonoscopy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, omeprazole, vitamin D, lisinopril, celecoxib, 200 mg, meclizine, 12.5 mg, antilucas, over-the-counter, multivitamin, social history, does not smoke cigarette, he stopped drinking alcohol 10 years ago. He's using drug cannabis. He's disabled. He's married. Lives with the wife, have no children. Family history, mother alive with COPD, diabetes, father alive, memory issue, balance issue, COPD, diabetes, hypertension. One brother, asthma, arthritis. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having headache, convulsion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, fine action tremor of the right hand present. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tendon reflex 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia, but he has difficulty walking on heels and on toes and in a straight line. Assessment and plan, 40-year-old right-handed Caucasian man. Whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem? Number 1, migraine. Number 2, tremors. Number 3, history of one seizure in his life. Number 4, anxiety. Number 5, depression. Number 6, back pain. Next paragraph. Patient does not have any evidence of Parkinson's disease at this time. He has a right hand tremor which is due to anxiety. His difficulty walking is due to his back issue. There is no sign of neuropathy clinically at this time. For prevention of migraine, I would like to start Topamax 25 mg 1 PO daily for 1 week, then 1 PO 2 times daily for 1 week, then 2 at night and 1 in the morning for 1 week, then 2 PO 2 times daily continue. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. He may need MRI of brain and EEG in the future. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.